Good morning and welcome into Open Forum. I'm your host, Zach Tomish, and today we're joined with the Chief Marketing Officer at the Iowa State Fair, Mindy Williamson.
I'm doing great. We're counting down the hours to the fair now. We went from days to hours.
Yeah, last time you joined us, we were 101 days away. Now it's less than 2 weeks away, and we'll be out eating food off of a stick at the Iowa State Fair. So, Mindy, my first question for you, how can people still get tickets or get maybe some cheaper tickets for the Iowa State Fair?
Yeah, we want to make it economical for everyone, so get those advanced admission tickets. So if you get your tickets online or you go to your local Hy-Vee or Fairway store, the tickets are just $11. They're good any day of the fair. So if you haven't made up your mind which day you're going, don't worry about it. They're good any day. And they're $11 for adults right now, $7 for kids. At the gate, you'll spend $16 and $10. So, you know, that's a significant savings for a family for sure. And it's just an easy way to save, you know, $5 to $3.
Yeah. So, Mindy, I know every single year you guys have new things going on. What are some new things that you want to highlight for this year's fair?
Yeah. So last year and this year, we have really made a focus on how to make the fairgoer more comfortable. So over the years, we keep renovating buildings and upgrading them, and then we add air conditioning. So we have a lot more buildings, almost all of them, with the exception of the Ag Building, and our barns, of course, have air conditioning, which makes it a lot more comfortable since in August, we tend to have some hot weather. Although this year, July seems to be August weather. So we also have added a lot more shade structures. So if you head up to the Susan Knapp Amphitheater this year, those bleachers used to sit out in the sun, and we're adding some shade there. And then over next to JR's across from our pavilion, we're adding some picnic tables and some shade, and then some food vendors in a nice circle around there so that you can kind of enjoy that area as well. So we're just looking at how to make the fair even more friendly for the fair goer and make you more comfortable so you can enjoy all the things that you like to see.
Yeah, so Mindy, we should let our listeners know who are going to head down from here in Marshall County. We're probably going to be driving to the fair. Where are some good places for people to park and then some gates to enter as well?
Yeah, so if you're coming to the fair, on our website, we have the directions if you're new to coming to the fairgrounds. If you're not new and you have your regular route in, we still have our parking available on the grounds. It's on the north side of the grounds. We have three parking lots. So if you get on University and you see a lot full, keep driving east because we have two more parking lots, and only twice in the history of the fair have we ever completely filled those lots. So I think a lot of times people will get to that first gate, see it's full, and not quite know what to do. But keep going. Parking on the fairgrounds is only $10. If you want to ride your bike in, it's completely free, and we have a lot of bicycle parking. And then, of course, our east side friends are great to work with, too. There's lots of parking in the neighborhoods. DART is an easy way to get in here. It's super economical. They pick you up at three different locations in the metro and then take you right to the fairgrounds, pick you up right from the fairgrounds, take you back to your car. And so that's easy to do. And then on off of University on 30th, we have a new walk-through gate. So if you are parking in any of those neighborhoods that are west of the fairgrounds, there was only one walk-through gate on Grand. Now we have another walk-through gate on Maple. So I think that'll be even easier for people to get in now.
Yeah, that's great to hear. Always an issue to try and find some parking, but it's good to know that there's just keep driving down, keep going east, and there should be spots in those parking lots. Mindy, there's always things to do for kids. You guys have like a little kid area, but I also see, is there a new kind of fully accessible playground that you've added as well?
Yeah, so I'm very excited, and this is just like a very cool story, and I think it bodes well to why the Iowa State Fair is sort of for all Iowans, and also it's basically Iowans that, you know, make the fair what it is. So we had a family, a little girl who wasn't able to play on our previous playground. Her family reached out to us And through the Variety Club of Iowa and our Blue Ribbon Foundation, we raised the funds needed to make an accessible playground. It's one of the only ones on the east side of Des Moines, but it's open to everyone year-round. Anyone can come enjoy it, and then it will be first unveiled at the Iowa State Fair. Opening ceremonies are there on August 7th at 9 a.m., and the little girl who made a difference will be there, so that's super special for us.
Yeah, that's a really cool story. It's awesome to see that you're adding that this year as well. Are there any other new rules that fairgoers need to go, or have we kind of covered all the things that are new to the 2025 Iowa State Fair?
Yeah, I would just tell folks, we have a whole list of know before you go that will come out right before the fair. So check out our Facebook page, check out our website, iowastatefair.org. But there are some rule changes as far as what you can bring in. In a world where everything seems to be not allowed in, the Iowa State Fair is actually making it a lot easier. Very family friendly. Don't worry about bringing in your water bottle if you need some Gatorade during the day, if you stopped and got a coffee before you get here. All of that is allowed to come in. The only beverage that is not, understandably so, is alcohol. So keep that at home, and you can enjoy a few beverages responsibly, of course, at the Iowa State Fair. So bring your drinks, whatever you might need. We have refilling water bottle stations here too, if you want to bring that water bottle and refill. And of course, our Blue Ribbon Foundation sells water, so you can get that in multiple locations or our vendors. And then if you have certain snacks that you need, maybe you have little kids you're bringing, or you have special food needs, those small soft-sided coolers are allowed to come in to the fair this year. So those are two big changes that we think will make it much easier for fairgoers to get in, and a lot easier for our admission staff. You know, we don't like being the bad guy and having you, you know, leave your Gatorade at the gate, or maybe a coffee that you just bought. So way easier to get in the gates this year.
Yeah, that is great to hear, because if it's going to be hot like it was the last 2 years, that little air conditioner we have in the Kix booth was working overtime for us in there. And so just having that water to walk around will be great for people. We're joined today with Mindy Williamson, the Chief Marketing Officer for the Iowa State Fair, coming up August 7th through the 17th. When we come back, we're going to talk all things food and what you need to know heading on down to the Iowa State Fair. So stick with us.
Hi, I'm Dave Thompson from Thompson True Value. If you're tired of the big box grills that you throw out after a short time, it's time to step up to the quality of Weber. Thompson's carries the area's largest selection of Weber grills. The two-burner Spirit E210 starts at only $399. Also, check out the new Genesis 2 lineup, assembly already included at Thompson True Value. And we have charcoal grills, including the 22-inch Weber Original Kettle for $139 and a charcoal 18-inch Original Kettle for $119. For tailgating, check out the Smoky Joe Premium for $58.99. Thompson True Value also sells a full line of replacement parts for Weber gas or charcoal grills, as well as a full line of accessories such as digital thermometers, vegetable baskets, covers, and more. Stop by and say hello and see our new store at 106 South Center Street in downtown Marshalltown with this convenient layout and location. I like to say, park at the door and into the store. Thompson True Value. Behind every project is a true value.
Breathtaking jewelry, unique gifts, all that awaits you at Helberg's Jewelers. Built on integrity in 1898, Helberg's Jewelers remains the only locally owned family jewelry store in Marshalltown. Today, four generations later, our family is here to guide you with your jewelry and gift selections you will be proud to give. Free gift wrap, elegant handmade bows, experience Helberg's in downtown Marshalltown.
Brownfield Farm broadcasters are on the ground at state, national, and sometimes international events throughout the year, providing timely and relevant news to keep you informed. They utilize several social media platforms and digital channels to engage with viewers and listeners and stay up to date with agricultural news. Listen here and learn more at brownfieldagnews.com.
And welcome back to Open Forum this morning. I'm your host, Zach Tomish, joined today with the Chief Marketing Officer for the Iowa State Fair, Mindy Williamson. The Iowa State Fair coming up August 7th through the 17th, but earlier this month, the Todd Father and I were able to go down and try 11 different foods or 11 new foods coming to the Iowa State Fair. Mindy, that was a blast to do. Thank you for the opportunity to come on down.
Yeah, you know, food is king here at the Iowa State Fair, so we know that 70% of Iowans come to the Iowa State Fair for food, so we don't mess around there. We take it pretty serious, and so, yes, 67 new foods this year. There are top three, so you helped us narrow that down to the top three that fairgoers can then vote on during the fair. So that's kind of fun, and there's 11 semifinalists, and you know, if you want to try all 60-some, you certainly can.
Yeah, and so I know the Iowa State Fair has an app, and all the new foods and drinks are listed on that app, and it'll help walk you right to the closest place, right?
Yeah, absolutely. So all the things are listed on our website, but mobile-ready app is the way to go. So if you download our app, it's on the Google Play Store or the Apple Store, and it's an easy way to sort of route where you want to go to foods. It'll take you right there. And also you can pick different events throughout the day and select them, and then it'll build you a schedule. So it's a really easy way to kind of see the fair.
Yeah, I think that feature of helping you walk around the fair to the next closest place it's just like GPS, and if I'm using Google Maps or something like that. So that is awesome that you guys have that. Mindy, what were maybe your top three? You were able to try all 11 semifinalists, correct?
So I did not get to try all of them, but I can't pick a favorite because, you know, it would be like picking your favorite child. What I do love about that food event is the creativity. So, you know, all the food vendors are sort of like a family. So it's like brothers and sisters competing for an award. They're friends and also competitors. So I think that's super cool. And, you know, we have roughly 7 new vendors this year, which is kind of an anomaly for the Iowa State Fair because we have a lot of vendors who come back year after year. So like the Korean corn dog, Golden K-Dog, is a new vendor. We have a new Indian food vendor. We have a beignet and coffee vendor that is new. So I think that's what's kind of cool about not only new foods, but then like new vendors. So it's just fun for the fairgoer. And, you know, we have 2 of the vendors who are return competitors in our food event, and the bacon chicken egg roll is the reigning champion food vendor. But then we have a brand new one over the top, and they've been at the fair for just a couple of years, but a Scotcheroo shake is in that top 3, so that's kind of cool this year.
Yeah, the bacon chicken egg roll, bacon chicken ranch egg roll, the Scotcheroo shake, and then the 3 handballs, the 3 little pigs, are the top 3, correct?
Yes. They are the top 3 that you can vote on. That voting starts opening day, and it runs through the 13th. We tally the votes on the 14th, and then we present the award on the 15th, which is that Friday. So you'll get to find out who the winner is, and then if you so choose, you can, you know, try that winner if you haven't already over the last weekend.
Yeah, so take part in that. Another thing, you said, you know, 65 or over 65 new foods this year. You guys are also doing new drinks that you're highlighting as well.
Yeah, last year we started a new drink contest. So we award the best new non-alcoholic and the best new alcohol and alcohol-free drinks. And so that list just came out earlier this week, actually. And then you can go to our website, see what those are. They'll also be on the app, which is the way that you can vote for the new drinks. And there's anything from like an apple pie float to a pickle lemonade to some mocktails on there. And then there's also some alcohol ones like a Galaxy Groove, a Hawaiian Hype mini donut beer. So there's some cool things on there that you just might have to try. And there's a few with a really cute story. So up at Bubbly Bar, which is a new vendor that we had last year, they have an a Sam Adams APA that was a limited brew, so I don't know that you can get it anywhere else. And so it was brewed by one of their family members, and so it's just got a really good story. So you'll have to go check out all the new drinks as well as all the new food.
Yeah, so you said a lot of people come down to the fair to try the new foods. Also, a lot of people are coming down to the fair to get into those agriculture buildings, too. When are majority of the shows happening for people in the ag world?
Yeah, so agriculture is why the Iowa State Fair started, and we have some of the best shows around, not only state, but we are hosting the National Percheron and the National Clydesdale Show. Right now we have 20 six-horse hitches signed up, so if you've never seen that six-horse hitch show, it's absolutely amazing. All our horse shows are free now, so you can go to the Jacobson and watch any of the horse shows that happen during the fair, and then we also have a brand new Highland cattle show, so you may have seen those cute little fluffy cows on the internet, and we have a brand new show this year for Highland cattle at the Iowa State Fair. We have huge numbers for hogs, goats, sheep, cattle, dairy cattle, and so if you haven't been to that side of the barns or that side of the fair before in the barns, definitely check them out. Watch a show, talk to some of the exhibitors. We have a special presentation a couple times a day called Have You Heard, which is exhibitors talking about how they show livestock. So definitely check that out. It's why we started. It's why we continue to do what we do here, is back to our roots of agriculture.
Yeah, the one thing that I love about the fair, when I was walking last year near the ag buildings, all of a sudden a guy came running out and told us all to stop on the road, and then the Clydesdales came walking out right in front of me, and I remembered how small I really am as a person as they walked by. But at any moment, you know, you could have a Clydesdale, cattle, whatever, be walking right down the road right next to you at the Iowa State Fair. Mindy, people can look up different times for all these shows and stuff like that online at iowastatefair.org?
Yeah, absolutely. Go out to our website. There's a participate section at the very top, and you can choose. Like, we have a lot of fair time contests. Those are the crazy things like rubber chicken throwing, maybe chess or checkers. Those types of contests are a day of sign up. And then we also have those entries that you did ahead of time, which might be quilts, they might be artwork, they might be, you know, paintings, photography. And then we have the livestock competition. So if you go there, you can see the livestock schedules. If you have the app, all the livestock shows are in those daily schedules as well, and it'll tell you where you need to go to see those. So, yeah, definitely check out the livestock shows, and you'll definitely enjoy anything from rabbits to llamas.
Awesome. Well, when we come back, we're going to continue our conversation with Mindy Williamson, the Chief Marketing Officer of the Iowa State Fair, talking about some of those concerts on the grandstand stage, so stick with us.
My name is Jennifer, and in 2007, I was diagnosed with MS. I have been on medication for the last 10 years that helps to manage my symptoms, but it comes at a steep price, $10,000 to $13,000 per month. Without the help of Medicaid, I just would not be able to afford it, and I could relapse and end up physically disabled. That's why it terrifies me that our Congresswoman, Marionette Miller-Meeks, just voted for the largest cut in the history of Medicaid. This is life-saving healthcare for me and countless other Iowans. And it's all so that congressional Republicans can give a bunch of tax breaks to billionaires and big corporations. So what would losing Medicaid mean to me? Choosing between rent and medicine? Choosing between putting food on the table and a doctor's visit? Folks in Iowa need healthcare. Billionaires don't need yet another tax break.
Call Congresswoman Marionette Miller-Meeks at 563-232-0930 and tell her not to take away Medicaid to give tax breaks to billionaires. Paid for by Unrig Our Economy.
An official message from Medicare.
I turned 65 this year. I knew it was time to figure out Medicare, and I had questions like when to enroll and how to enroll. So I went straight to the official source, Medicare.gov, to get the facts about Medicare. I found answers to all my questions, and I'm ready to get started. And so can you. Just go to Medicare.gov to get the real facts about Medicare.
Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
And welcome back to Open Forum. We're joined today with Mindy Williamson, the Chief Marketing Officer for the Iowa State Fair. And Mindy, another thing that brings people to the Iowa State Fair are the different concerts that are happening. Can we quick run through a few on the grandstand?
Yeah, you know, we have 11 nights of entertainment at the Iowa State Fair, and there's something for everyone. We start with Christian, and we end with a kids bop show. But in between there, you know, we have classic rock of Def Leppard, Leonard Skinner, and Hairball for the first time ever on the grandstand celebrating 25 years at the Iowa State Fair. We have some country acts and Hank Williams Jr., Parker McCollum. Sold out is Megan Maroney, very popular. Pop and rock, or pop and R&B, Pitbull. And then, I forgot to mention Rascal Flatts, too. And then we have T-Pain on the last Saturday. So if you are a music fan, there's something for everyone on the grandstand. And then don't forget, if maybe one of those isn't your top favorite, check out our free entertainment. So we have over $500,000 in free entertainment booked on three different stages. And then we have strolling acts and some grounds entertainment. But, you know, we have a lot of up-and-comers like Ty Myers, Creed Fisher, Red Farron, the Castellos, I know Cassius Culpepper. So you can go out and check out the list of the free entertainment, and you'll for sure find one that you won't want to miss.
Yeah, there's always tons of music being played, whether you're next to the Kix booth or just walking around the Iowa State Fair. You can usually hear somebody strumming on a guitar. So, Mindy, are all those listed then, if I have the Iowa State Fair app on my phone, where they're going to be playing at, even those free concerts?
Yep, go out to the Iowa State Fair app. You can go out to our website as well if you want to check out who's coming and what day they're going to be here. So, yeah, I just am so happy with what we have on the stages. And if you're more of a daytime person, you know, we have lots of local acts that are on our stages, including the Bill Riley Talent Show, which is very popular during the day. We have two kids acts, so the Chipper Experience and Brad Weston. And then we have the strolling acts that you won't want to miss, like the Ice Cream Show with Greg Frisbee, Bandoloni, and then Hillbilly Bob. So lots to do at the fair. I think we counted over 3,000 activities that happen in 11 days. So it should keep you busy.
Yeah, it's truly the 11 best days of the summer happening at the Iowa State Fair, August 7th through the 17th. We've talked about an app. We've talked about a website. Mindy, one more time for our listeners out there, where can they find all this information? What's that website first?
Our website is www.iowastatefair.org. Go out there, check it out. If you want to download the app, that's an easy way to get around. Follow us on Facebook, formerly Twitter, or Instagram for the latest information. Also, if you want to go out to our website, you can sign up for our e-newsletter. Then you can get the information in our e-newsletter that we send out every day of the fair, and then once a month. You can also get information by text, just by texting FAIR, F-A-I-R, to 844-844-8508.
Awesome, Mindy. I appreciate you giving us all the time that you have leading up to the Iowa State Fair. Fair Sweet Fair, the 11 best days of the summer start August 7th through the 17th at the Iowa State Fair. Mindy, thanks for the time and letting our listeners know what to do when we head down.
Absolutely. We'll see you August 7th through the 17th. Check out iowastatefair.org.